Hey, it's Chris and it is Friday. Just finished recording a couple of episodes of The Future of Photography together with Aid, and we talked about glitch art of all things and about an observation that I heard, a photographic observation that I heard Adam Savage talk about on Mythbusters. So that's coming up in some of the future episodes. Now, for this episode, we have another caller.
Hi, Chris. This is Alex from California again. As far as your notes on pattern matching and the brain playing tricks and completing the picture, what came to mind were headshots by Peter Hurley. If you're not familiar with his work, look him up. He is considered something of an authority, or at least a very fashionable headshot photographer in LA. I believe he's in LA. He chops off his subject's head every time as a matter of principle. He says he wants to show the eyes, maybe the mouth, are the important features. He said you don't need to see the top of the head. You already know what the top of the head looks like. He gets a lot of grief from people, and some people hate his style, but I understand he gets a lot of clients and publishes a lot of books. So there you go. Let me know if you agree that this is a good example of your theme.
Of course I know Peter Hurley. He's made a name for himself with his headshots, with his portraits. And yes, he likes to chop off people's heads in a photographic sense, of course, to show more features more closely. And yeah, eyes and other features in the face are important. Eyes are really, really important when you take a portrait of someone. And you don't really need to see every piece of a person. Of course, as I said before, we'll complete things. So that does completely work. I'm also not surprised he gets grief for it, because some people just don't like it. I've heard that myself when every now and then I take a portrait of someone and I deliberately take something off of that person. But it's a distinct style, and I'm not going to argue with stylistic choices. Now there's one area where I'm trying to be a bit careful when taking portraits and cutting things off, because it can lead to some unexpected consequences. And that's the area where I cut off. Where I cut off the head. Now, remember how I said that we have that tendency to complete things, to continue things? So if you don't see in the, like the other example, the wall, take a photo of that wall and don't include where the wall ends, and then you will continue in your mind to make this look bigger. Now, if we look at our face, usually it's framed, right? There are left and right, there are ears framing it on that side. There's a chin on the bottom, which makes a line that frames it. And then there's the hairline on top where the face ends and the hair begins. And every time you cut the face off in a way that doesn't show where it ends, like with the wall, there is a danger that the viewer will, in their mind, continue that face. Now, in terms of the chin, cutting the chin off, hey, that's a wonderful way to hide a double chin. I take a photo of me, and I would be really happy if you didn't include my chin. But if you look at the hairline, and that's where I think it's critical. Here's the experiment. Try this for yourself. Take a very close-up portrait of someone and then do two versions of that. One where you just include the hairline, so you can see on the photo where the hair begins, and another one where you cut right under the hairline. And I bet the one where you cut right under the hairline and don't include it will feel a bit like that person might be bald. Give it a try.